Vidakasha-ditoh-yatma, Bodhabhanus-tamo-prahat, Bodhabhanus-tamo-prahat, Sarva-vyapi-sarva-thari, Pati-vasayate-kilam, Vidakasha-ditoh-yatma, Bodhabhanus-tamo-prahit,
which verse were you?
67. Krit akasha uditaha. Krit.
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 I found it.
Krit akasha uditaha.
Is it Sundays now?
Yeah. Krit. Krit. Are we ready? What's going on?
Take a deep breath.
Okay. I'm going to have a lot of editing to do. Okay. Here we go. Harit akasha uditaha hi atma bodha bhanuhu tamaha apahrit sarva vyapi sarva dhari bhati bhasayate akilam akilam. That avagraha. Okay. Okay. Hrit means the heart. Hrit akasha. Hrit akasha, the space of the heart, or the space. Akasha is space.
Well, not sky.
It can be sky, but sky or space. Akasha really means space. It's used for sky also, but usually akasha is space. So in the space of the heart, hrit akasha, udita, that which has risen. That which has risen in the space of the heart, krit akasha udita, nominative singular now is a compound, uditaha, okay? Past passive participle. So that which has risen in the space of the heart, he indeed, atma, the self, nominative singular. Bodha bhanuhu, the son of knowledge. Bodha is knowledge, bhanuhu is son, nominative singular. Okay. The son of knowledge. Tamaha, darkness, neuter, nominative, neuter accusative singular. Aparit. Aparit means it's an adjective, ending in hrit. And so this is going to be the son of knowledge, the Bodhabhanuhu, taking away the darkness. The son of knowledge which takes away, is taking away, upahrit, the tamas, the darkness. Tamopahrit.
Upahrit,
yes, taking away. It's an adjective, it's not a verb, it's an adjective that ends in hrit. Okay?
It has nothing to do with hrit.
No, now this comes from the root hrit, to take away, to remove. Okay? So now it says, the self which rises in the space of the heart, kind of like the son of knowledge, takes away the darkness, removing the darkness. Okay? So we'll put all this together and see the pieces now. The Atma, which rises in the space of the heart, Bodhabhanuhu, the sun of knowledge taking away, which takes away the tamas, the darkness.
In the Hridakash, Dittaha, is the entire thing a past passive participle?
No, just the Udit, no.
Just the...
Oh, no. Well, it goes like this. It becomes a participle phrase. The last member is a past passive participle, Udita. With the Atma, which is risen in the space of the heart. It's like the Atma which has come known in the space of the heart, right? Because where does the Atma become known?
But risen is like the sun.
Because
it's the sun image.
It's the sun image, right. So the Atma is rising and means it's coming, it's becoming manifest. You're recognizing it.
Right. No, I think in terms of the grammar construct, it's the Hritakash Uditaha. That entire, just like a compound is declined together, is that also made a past passive?
No, not exactly like that. In this compound, it has three words in the compound. And so the last word is a past passive participle, which will be related directly to the Atma. So the Atma has risen. But now, you have a participle phrase there. It has risen in the space of the heart. Okay, so it will go like that. That it has risen in the space of the heart. So the compound makes a participle phrase, and the participle, the past passive participle, is going to be the one that's directly related to the Atma. But not every word in there is a past passive participle.
Right.
And so you don't, you look at the whole word as a past passive participle.
That's what I meant. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
No. But you would say, no, you'd say instead a participial phrase.
Past passive
participle. Rid akasha uditaha hi Atma bodhabanuhu. Okay. Tamo apahrit. So the son of knowledge removing ignorance. Okay? The son of knowledge which removes ignorance. So the Atma, like the son of knowledge, or the Atma which is the son of knowledge, which has risen in the space of the heart, removes the darkness. Removing the darkness. It's actually removing the darkness, because it's all going to be one sentence. Okay? Sarva vyapi. Now, this again is nominative singular. So all of these words are relating to the Atma. The Atma, which is the son of knowledge, right? Being likened to the son of knowledge, which is sarva vyapi from vyapin, nominative singular. Vyapi means pervasive. Sarva vyapi, that which is all pervasive, pervading everything. Sarva means everything. So sarva vyapi, that which is pervading everything. Then sarva dhari comes from dharin, that which is holding, containing everything, pervades everything, it's the basis of everything. Dhara, drit means to hold, to contain, to bear. So it holds everything, it pervades everything, it holds everything, it's the basis. So that Atma, which is risen in the space of the heart, like the son of knowledge removing darkness, that Atma which is sarva vyapi, all pervasive, and which is the sarva dhari, the support for everything, bhati, it shines. Now the Atma shines. That Atma which is the, like the son of knowledge, it shines, removing darkness. It shines where? Rising in the heart, rising in the space of the heart. That Atma, like the rising in the space of the heart, like the sun of knowledge, like the sun of knowledge removes the darkness, which is ignorance. Sarva vyapi, pervading everything, that Atma pervading everything, being the sarva dhari, the basis of everything, that Atma bhati shines. Atma bhati, the Atma shines. Bhasyate akilam. Bhasyate is a causal. Means that Atma shining makes everything else shine. See, Ba means to shine. So the Atma itself shines, like the sun itself shines. And because the sun shines, everything else shines, is illumined, right? So causing everything else to come into, causing everything else to shine. And we don't use shine exactly this way. It illumines everything else, but the sense with Ba is that this light, like in this room, this light itself is shining. But because, and so it is self-luminous. It itself is shining. But because it itself is shining, everything else shines, becomes known. In other words, I'm now manifest to you. You can see me, but I'm become present to you because of this light. Without this light, I wouldn't be shining. So my shining, my becoming manifest in terms of known, is due to this light. If I turn the, say it was dark out and I turned the light out, then my becoming manifest or shining wouldn't take place because my shining is dependent on that light. So that's how Ba is used. The thing shines itself, it becomes present, it becomes manifest, it becomes known. So what allows it to become known? This light. So now, here, this is, here it says, the Atma, Atma Bhati, the Atma shines of its own accord. It shines. It is luminous. Okay? Making everything else luminous. The Atma shining makes everything else shine.
What is the Akilam?
All.
Oh, it means everything?
Everything. All.
Okay. Could you also interpret the sentence to my issue? Could you also interpret the sentence to mean that you know, that everything else, it makes you see that everything else is shining at the Atma, in a sense? Like to resolving and all kind of.
I don't really think that's what it means in this case, because what it's saying is that this is the language you don't like that much, but I mean, if we say that the self is self shining, consciousness is consciousness. It doesn't need another consciousness to bring, right? So it's self shining.
Right.
Okay, now. It doesn't need the mind or the sense organs or anything to make it shine.
Right.
It is the shine. It is the luminosity. Okay? But now, all of these things in the creation, they are known.
Yeah.
They're presenting themselves. They're all known.
Mm.
How is it that they're known?
Mm.
Are they shining of their own self, like the Atma? No. The only reason that these things are known, that these things are manifest in consciousness, is not at all to do with them. It's only the Atma. So because the Atma shines, these things shine. Without the Atma, there is nothing shining. Right? So it says Atma Bhati, the Atma shines, right? Causing everything else to shine. Bhasyate is the causal. The Atma shines, causing everything else to shine. So now you could say like this, in the language that some of us don't care for. The Atma is known.
Mm-hmm.
It's self-evident, causing everything else to be known.
Mm-hmm.
See, when we say that this world is known, it is known, it is known, it is known,
mm-hmm.
that knownness is only the Atma. So the manifestation, like Swamiji says this, this creation is, as Ishvara, is manifest knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like if I ask you to think of a pot or a flower, now that becomes manifest knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
So your unconscious becomes manifest knowledge. When it's manifest knowledge, it is known.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If the instant I say, think of a flower,
mm-hmm.
you think of a flower, it's known.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's manifest knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
How is it known? What causes that
mm-hmm.
vritti, that thought modification, to be known? What causes it to shine, to be evident, is only the Atma. And so now, here, the entire creation is manifest knowledge. It's a whole Maya Upadi as Ishvara. It's manifest knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing, all Akilam,
mm-hmm.
all now is known.
Mm-hmm.
So everything that is known,
mm-hmm.
right, what's the luminary, what gives it its knownness,
mm-hmm.
is only the Atma. Right? In fact, there is nothing there else but the Atma. All of this shines, in fact, because all of this is nothing but the Atma.
Mm-hmm.
But the luminosity belongs to the Atma, mm-hmm. not to the Namarupas that keep mm-hmm. on, the Maya that keeps on going.
So that way it includes the Nitya.
Yeah.
Carol, are Bhati and Bhasayate related to Bhu, to Be?
No, it's relating to Ba.
Ba, no.
Ba.
So the luminosity doesn't belong to the brain or to the mind. Because, you know, most people say that, you know, when your brain...
Well, but the luminosity that the brain enjoys belongs to consciousness.
So the brain doesn't create it.
Well, there might be a... let me see if they take Ba to boss, how they get boss, I think. That's its own. There's another word, boss, one of them, so I have to see how Ba and boss are related. They mean the same, but...
Does Bhu mean to be?
Yeah.
So Bhumi...
Bhu.
Bhumi is earth, right?
Bhumi is earth. Now, I don't know how Bhumi relates to Bhu. Mm-hmm. Bhu becomes Bhav, Bhava, Bhavanam, Bhavati.
Oh, Bhavati is right.
So Ba is related to light.
Ba.
As a root. Ba.
Yeah.
Because there's also
but there's,
like
there's Bas Vatkam and Bas also. So I want to just tell you what that is.
Bhagwan?
No, that's from Bhaga.
That's from Bhaga?
Budge.
Budge.
Yeah.
Budge.
So it becomes Bha.
The one who enjoys the sixfold wealth is Bhagwan.
But how does Bha become Bha then in Bhagwan?
Bhagwan? Bhagawan. Let me look it up just a minute. I want to learn something else right now.
Yeah. Sorry.
Okay, boss.
So
there's ba, boss. These words are related. Boss one to ba, boss. So this one is boss. Boss. To shine, to glitter, to be bright, to become clear or evident, come into the mind, to brighten, irradiate, illumine. That's causal. Now here's causal. Bossyati. To brighten, irradiate, illuminate, to show, to make clear or evident, to manifest. Mm-hmm. Okay, but when we use ba, ba or ba are the same. Let me do ba for you.
Ba.
There's ba and boss. But same thing. Ba. To shine, to be bright or splendid, to be luminous. And then the... Yeah, that's right. I think the causal form of ba is this is taken from boss. It doesn't have its own causal form. But it means the same thing. Mm. Yeah. Let's see, boss. Doesn't say, but just.
Do you know the phrase "something shines after me"? Kind of.
That's the same idea. That's exactly the same idea.
I don't quite understand those words.
I know, because we don't have it in English. That's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Ba, when said ba, and Swamiji will go on and on about this because he knows we don't have it in English.
Mm-hmm.
Ba
mm-hmm.
means for something to shine, something manifests.
Mm-hmm.
Right, it itself shines.
Mm-hmm.
So like you are now manifest to me.
Mm.
So you are becoming, the shining belongs to you. You are manifest to me.
Mm.
Right? So we all always think of like the sun illumines you.
Mm.
But you don't think of yourself coming into manifestation or yourself being shining.
Mm.
Like you are shining. What word do we use for that?
Well,
you are luminous.
Yeah. So the word after is not a good word to use then.
Yeah.
Well, whatever word you use, you're going to have to...
Imply meaning.
You're going to have to talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, because we don't have exactly that word in English.
It would just almost be like appear or something like that, mm-hmm. you know.
Like a what?
Like appear. Just appear.
Appear.
Oh, appear.
Appear.
Yeah.
Something appears. You know,
you appear. Yeah.
Oh,
but it has that sense of you shining,
right? A little bit.
Of you manifesting.
Of you manifesting.
Yeah. Okay, let's look at this again. So... The Atma Bhati, the Atma shines, the Atma shines, illumining Bhasyate, the Atma shines, and the Atma Bhasyate causes everything, Akilam, to shine. The Atma itself shines, and the Atma Bhasyate causes all to shine. It's causal, okay? The Atma, which is all-pervasive, and the Sarvavyapi and Sarvadari, it shines, causing everything to shine. That's how I would say it in English. And they're two separate verbs. Bhati, the Bhati is third person singular. Atma Bhati and Atma Bhasyate. The Atma shines and the Atma causes all to shine. The Atma, which is Sarvavyapi, all-pervasive, and Sarvadhari, the basis of all, shines, itself shines, and it causes all to shine. You got it? Mm-hmm. Let's try the next one. Try to figure out the rag of this one. The basic kala jamapreksha sarvatam shitadi janyakvisukam niranjanam yasvatma tirtam pachate vinishpriyaha sa sarvavit sarvagato mritopavet dikde shakala janapeksha sarvagam dikde shakala janapeksha sarvagam shitadi finityasukam niranjanam shitadi finityasukam niranjanam yasvatma tirtam pachate vinishpriyaha yasvatma tirtam pachate vinishpriyaha sa sarvavit sarvagato mritopavet sa sarvavit sarvagato mritopavet dikte shakala janapeksha sarvagam dikte shakala janapeksha sarvagam shitadi vinitya sukham niranjanam shitadi vinitya sukham niranjanam yasvatma tirtam pachate vinishkriyaha yasvatma tirtam pajate vinishkriyaha sa sarvavit sarvagato mritopavet sa sarvavit sarvagato mritopavet. Let's try this. Dik dik desha kala adi anapeksha dik desha kala adi anapeksha sarvagam shita adi hrit nitya sukham niranjanam yaha swa atma tirtham bhajate vinishkriyaha sa sarvavit sarvagataha amritaha bhavet. Okay? First part. The dik are the directions, the four directions. North, south, east, west. The four directions. Desha means place. When you say desha kala, it really means time and space, even though desha really means place. But when you say together desha kala, kala is time, desha kala, time, space, and the directions. So it's trying to cover north, south, east, west, all of the directions, time and space. Dik, desha kala, adi, etc. Anapeksha. That's an indeclinable past participle. Anapeksha, it means not depending on. Not depending on the directions, time or space, adi, and anything else. It means not depending on anything. Dik, desha, kal, adi, anapeksha, sarvagam, that which is all pervasive. Shita, cold. Shita, adi, cold, etc. So when they say something like cold, etc., you're bringing in all the opposites, because hot and cold, north and south, pleasure and pain, happiness, sadness, you know, all of the opposites that you can think of, love, hate, love, fear, whatever the opposites are. So, shita, adi, hrit, removing. This is a hrit, means not hrit, the heart. If hrit is also If you take it from hra, which would become harati, means to take away, to remove.
But
so
it's spelled exactly the same. But
yeah, but that's all right. It's a verbal prefix. It's a verb, not prefix. A verbal affix, and it's adjectival. So it means that which takes away, removes all of the opposites. Shita adi hrit, that which removes all of the opposites. Nitya sukham, timeless ananda, timeless pleasure, sukham, ananda is being used. Nitya, free from time. Or you could just say always ananda. Nitya sukham. Niranjanam, free from anjana. Anjana means like a black mark or a stain. Nir, without any stain, free from stain, means impure, right?
Pure?
Pure. Free from stain, pure.
Niranjana means?
Niranjana means, the word is anjana. Anjana means like a black mark. Niranjana, without any marks, without any stains. It's a word for purity, okay? Niranjana. Yaha, we'll put this together in a minute. The one who, he who. Swa'atma tirtham. Tirtham is a holy place, place of pilgrimage. Swatma tirtham, the holy place is oneself. The one from the tirtham is the swatma, the holy place of oneself, right? So what we're really saying, the holy place is one's own self. Swa'atma tirtham.
So nice.
Yeah. Bhajate, he who takes refuge in. Bhaj means to worship, to take refuge in, to go to. Okay? To worship or to go to take refuge in. So he who takes refuge in the holy, or worships the holy place, which is oneself. Vinishkriya. Vinishkriya means being one who is free from action. Right? Completely free from action. The root of the verb here is kriya. Kriya means activity. Right? Nish is from nir, means without activity. Vinish, the V puts emphasis on it. So completely free from action. The one who is completely free from action means recognizing. The one who is Vinishkriya, Karma Yoga, has given up all karmas. That one, that he who worships or goes to the Tirtham of his own self, right? Of the self, one's own self. Sa, he is a Sarvavit, one who knows all. Sarvagata, sarvagataha, all-pervasive. Amrataha, free from death. Bhavet, potential, third person singular. We're going to look at potential today. Right? He becomes a sarvavit, omniscient. Omniscient in this sense, for the jivanmukta, recognizes the atma. The atma is omniscient as being the knowledge, which is the knowledge of all things. Like the recognizing I'm the consciousness that I am is the conscious being of all things. The knowledge that my Atma is the knowledge. So in that way.
The one not, thing by which all things are.
Yeah. That's exactly right. Yeah.
Sarva Gata, what is it?
All pervasive.
And which is the...
There's nothing... If I say I'm all pervasive, there's nothing here but me.
Right. And
sorry. That's past passive participle.
Okay.
Literally means the one who has gone everywhere.
Yeah.
Gataha. Mm-hmm. Sarvagataha. Has gone.
Mm-hmm.
Has gone everywhere. Right? So sarvagataha is the word for all pervasive. You've gone everywhere. Right? There's other words like sarvavyapi, like we just saw. So saha, he is. Sarvavit, omniscient. Sarvagataha, has gone everywhere, all pervasive. Amritaha. Mrit comes from mrit, to die. Amrita, free from death, immortal. He is amrita, bhavet. He definitely becomes. That one becomes. Not becoming in an act of not being, but in an act of recognition.
Mm-hmm.
Now the ahankara that thought I am the jiva, subject to death, with limited knowledge of I only exist in this time and place. Mm-hmm. Now I become, right? Because now the ahankara is now recognizing myself. So now that one becomes sarvavit, sarvagataha, amritaha, all nominative singulars. So who becomes the sarvavit, sarvagataha, amritaha? He who vinishkriya, giving up all, having given up all actions, just no longer takes himself to be a karta, a doer, right? That person then budgete means to partake in or worship, or if you go on a pilgrimage, you know, where does the mind go? It goes to the holy place. So that the one who goes to that holy place of the Atma. In other words, I don't go on a pilgrimage out here to find Ishwara. I go to the Tirtha, which is the holy place, which is the Atma, like the temple, the shrine, or the place of pilgrimage. Where is that place of pilgrimage? One's own being. So for the jnani, the place of pilgrimage is the self. That's the refuge. Also, bhaj can mean I take refuge in, but it has the sense with tirtha of going on a pilgrimage to a holy place. So the one who goes on that pilgrimage to the tirtha of oneself, to the holy place of oneself, that one, having given up all actions, in other words, you're not going out here to find this holy place. You're not traveling to find the holy place or trying to accomplish something. Your mind now goes to the tirtha, which is the Atma. And that holy place, which is one's own self, is sarvagataha, is all-pervasive, is sarvavit, omniscient, you know, is amrita, changeless.
So the entire first two lines are describing the saha, is that the...
Well, now let's put it together, okay? Putting this together. He who, now go up to the top, he who, not depending on anapeksha, see that?
And the he who is from Yaha?
Yeah, go to the he who of the first of the third line. He who, dik desha kaladi anapeksha, not depending at all on time, space, etc., any of these things. He who, now, swatmatirtam bhajate, he who goes to the holy place of oneself, okay, which is, now go up to the first line, sarvagam, all-pervasive, shitadihrit, that place which is, from which takes away hot, cold, all of these things, which is always sukha, which is niranjanam, absolutely pure, okay. So all of these are now going to be defining the swatmatirtam. You get it? Because these are all accusative singulars. And so what's the verb for that accusative? It's not going to be anapeksha, because anapeksha is as an indeclinable past participle is relating to these first things, dik, desha, kala. So not depending on time, space, on the quarters, time or space at all, having no dependence on that, the one who vinish kriya, being totally free from any action, right? He who goes to the holy place of oneself. That holy place, which is oneself, which is sarvagam, all-pervasive, which takes away, which removes, which is free from, really, hot, cold, etc., which is always anandam, which is free from all impurities. That person who has gone to this holy place of oneself, he becomes sarvavit himself. All pervasive, sarvagataha, amritaha. Or he is, you can just say it's definite.
So, how do we know that the first two lines are actually describing the tirtham, but not yaha, but not the person?
Well, because they're in the accusative singular. See, yaha is in the masculine,
Right.
Nominative singular.
Oh, I see.
And the verb is, the only verb we have here is budgete. And up above you have an indeclinable past participle. When you have an indeclinable past participle, there's going to be one subject. The one subject having done this now does this.
Right.
The one subject is yaha.
Right.
So he who, having done this.
I see.
He who, not depending on any of these things, that one depends on bhajate, the holy place of the self.
Right.
Then yaha nishkriyaha vinishkriyaha. He who being totally free from action, you can take that in terms of karma yoga or in terms of recognizing myself as akarta. He, the one who no longer is a doership, his mind no longer has doership, his mind is, the pilgrimage of his mind goes only to the holy place of the Atma. And then that one, not depending on anything out here, goes to the holy place of the Atma, which is itself Sarvagam, all-pervasive, Niranjanam, free of impurities, Nityasukham, absolutely free, without Shita, without, free of all of the, that place where all of the duality is removed, right? Then that one who has recognized this, then he himself is Saravavit, Saravagataha. He recognizes himself as that. Do you see him?
Yeah.